A Tasmanian forest activist has broken the Australian record for the longest tree sit. Miranda Gibson has spent 209 days sitting near the top of a eucalyptus tree in a forest southwest of Hobart. She's been snowed on, missed Christmas, and recently celebrated her 31st birthday in her lofty perch. Miranda Gibson has a solar-powered mobile phone with her, and she called into our Hobart studios to tell our reporter Felicity Ogilvie about life in the tree.
Well, I've definitely broken the national Australian record today. I've got a fair way to go before I break any world records, which are actually a couple of years. I really definitely hope for the sake of the forest that I won't have to be up here in 2 years' time, and I hope that there'll be a resolution quite soon and these forests will be protected and I can actually get down.
Well, the Tasmanian forestry dispute's been going on for 30 years, so it's a brave move to say you'll stay up there until the situation is completely resolved. Will you come down in a certain time frame if a dispute, if a resolution isn't found?
Well, I guess we are, reaching the final stages now of the negotiations, and I guess I'm waiting in anticipation, as the rest of Tasmania is, for an outcome, and I really hope that it will produce the forest protection that's needed and I can actually get down quite soon.
Now, how are your legs after being up there sitting mostly in a tree for more than 200 days?
It can be quite difficult to do exercise on such a small platform, but I have a little routine that I do every day, which includes stretches and yoga and a bunch of different exercises to kind of make sure I can keep my muscles strong. And on my platform, I have an area for sleeping. I have a bed set up and a good tarp covering me.
And what about preparing food? Where do you get your food from? Does someone bring it up to you 60 metres up the tree, and what kind of food are you eating?
Yeah, well, one of the great things about this action has been the amount of support that I've had from people, and it's been bringing me out fresh food, and they walk out to the tree and I bring up the food on a rope.
Is there any food that you miss? For example, are you a big fan of ice cream and you just can't get that in the middle of a Tasmanian forest 60 metres up a tree?
Yeah, well, there's definitely food that I miss, and I mean, there's a lot of things about life on the ground that I miss. But I guess they're the kind of sacrifices that I'm willing to make.
So, besides food, what is it that you do miss about life back on the ground?
I think the thing that I miss the most about life on the ground is spending time with my family and friends.
Have you had to miss any major events in your family or friends, like births or marriages?
No, I have been up here for, over Christmas and just 2 days ago for my birthday, and I guess, they're the kind of events that would be good to spend with my family and my friends.
So how old did you turn and how did you celebrate your birthday?
I turned 31 and I celebrated my birthday with lots of people from the local community who came out to support me and came to the bottom of my tree to wish me happy birthday and sent up a lot of presents and a lot of messages of support.
Miranda Gibson speaking to Felicity Ogilvie.